So, how did it feel to play against your former team?
It was a little bit strange. Because I was there for such a long time, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was nice to see all the players, and yeah, it was strange. But you know, I suppose when I finish football, you know, I look back on these memories and really reflect and think, you know what? You know, all the years at Tottenham, and you know, it's a special club, special fans, you know, good bunch of players, you know, nice people. So yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed it.
Yesterday, you surprised a bunch of kids at the park. Is that what really matters when it comes to these families?
Yeah, I think doing stuff like that is, for me, is like just as important as putting on a shirt and going out. Because at the end of the day, I remember when I was that age, and all I wanted to do is to play football and hopefully one day just fulfil my dream and become a professional and, you know, go on to score goals for club and country and stuff like that. And obviously I was blessed and lucky enough to do that. So I understand what it feels like for the kids to have role models and to look up to these football players. So if you can, you know, spare 20 minutes just to show your face and to make the kids happy, then for me that's great.
Jermaine, this was a night born out of your transfer. All the Tottenham players have been very complimentary of the time they spent with you. Has it really hit you that this was mainly a night just for you?
Yeah, but like sometimes it's, when you think about it, it's nice, but you know, when all the attention's on you, sometimes it's like you just want to sort of like, I just love playing football. I just enjoy playing football. I've always have done, you know. And I think at the age of 31, to still wake up in the morning and enjoy training and look forward to every game, I still get the same buzz, and for me that's important. And yeah, like I mentioned before, you know, there was a great great bunch of lads, you know, the Tottenham boys, you know, still got many friends at the club, not just the players but the staff and everyone involved in a football club. So just want to wish them all the best for the season. New manager, speaking to the players, you know, they're enjoying training. And they look really sharp tonight, so hopefully they'll have a good year.
It was a tale of two halves, Jermaine. How did you see it?
Yeah, the second half was really good. I think a lot of the players that came on for us was like, they done really well. And I think a game like this, is important for the younger players that, you know, when they get the opportunity to go out and basically just show the manager that, you know, they should be involved more. And I think they done that. I thought the second half was good, and obviously unlucky not to get a draw at the end.
What did you make of Jordan Hamilton's goal?
Yeah, you know, he's someone who impressed me from day one. You know, strong, you know, got a nice left foot, and he can score goals. Obviously I've come in, I've tried to help him. I've spoken to him about certain things, and he looks like he's come back from, because obviously he was away playing. He looks like he's come back, and he looks match fit. And hopefully he can go on and do well, because you know he's someone that, you know, I think he's a good player, got a lot of potential.
Eric Lamela, two goals tonight, man of the match. What are your thoughts on him? I mean, you played with him a little bit last year.
Again, Eric's a young player who came to Tottenham for a big fee, and it's never easy, you know, when you come to a big club and people expect so much. You know, you come to one of the best leagues in the world, in the Premier League, and sometimes people expect you to sort of like just kick it off straight away. It's not as easy as that. You know, there's been, even in football history, there's been many players that are world-class players that have gone to different clubs and different leagues, and you know, it takes time. So hopefully this year he'll have a good year, and because you know, he's got the potential. You know, he's a good player, and you see the two goals he got tonight. He made them look easy, the finishes, but they're not easy, and he made them look easy. So hopefully he can have a good year.
You mentioned the new manager. You played under two different managers last year at Tottenham. They're trying to make that next push to get to the Champions League. How difficult is it for a player to play under two different methods of management in the same season? And is it going to help them with the stability that they've got Pochettino now?
I think that's important, stability. I think the manager's come in now. I think, you know, the job that he did with Southampton last year was amazing. Playing against Southampton last year, you know, one of the fittest teams in the league, if not the fittest. And like I mentioned before, they look really sharp, the players, and I think they're enjoying working for him. So, yeah, just hopefully they have a good year. But, you know, they've got a strong squad. And, you know, as players, you know, when new managers come in, it's important just to get your head down and try and impress the new manager and get into the team. That's all you can do. And I'm sure all the players are doing that.
You said you just like playing football. You wore the captain's armband tonight, which was an honour against your old team. What do you think about that?
Yeah, obviously special to wear the captain's armband. All the players were saying to me, now you can moan a little bit more than I do already. So But it was special. But you know when the whistle went, you know, just go out and try and win the game for your team. You sort of like forget about the occasion, and try and win the game. And you know, we were so close. But credit to the boys. You know, I thought second half was fantastic. Maybe we were a better team in the second half. But that was a good test for everyone.